as I was introducing you, I have said that most past civilizations that have been aware of the apocalypse, the book of Revelation, have always felt that they're in the end times. Soothsayers have always, throughout history, have said, you know, the end is near, repent. Why is it so different this time, Irvin? How do we know for sure that this time this is the one?
Because they did not have the prophecies of the Bible that were coming to pass as accurately as we do right now. I mean, we're going to talk tonight about prophecies that I think are slam dunks. You just cannot deny that we're watching things that no civilization has ever seen before. For example, you're already talking this evening about ID cards. There's a prophecy in the Bible that every person is going to have a number without which they cannot buy or sell in society. Well, that's never even been possible until now. Never until now. You had to have computers. You had to have the internet. All of a sudden, it's coming to pass right now. So no one should ever have believed this could have happened before because they couldn't even administer such a situation. But today we can. Everybody knows that. I mean, you can take a piece of plastic and fly around the world without any money. And you can use your credit card number to buy or sell. It's a prophecy in the Bible.
I was going to say, I went to the supermarket today, checked out in one of these self-section scanners, had no need for cash, just swiped the old card, and I got out of there in 6 minutes. It was just absolutely amazing at what technology is doing. Unfortunately, replacing jobs of some cashiers, nonetheless, the technology is making us do some incredible things. Now I'm beginning to think, okay, what's going to happen the next time they don't want me to scan my credit card? They just merely want me to walk in and hold my palm up to some scanner where they've embedded a chip in me. If they think they're going to, they're going to have to carry me away before they do that. But, I mean, that's what we're coming to, isn't it?
Yes, George, but wouldn't you do that in order to make America more secure? You know, since 9-1-1. We've got to have security, and therefore it really doesn't matter how invasive these technologies are. If we're going to be secure, we simply have to do it for the common good. At least that's what they're telling us.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say at the time that they created our Social Security numbers, if you were around at this time, Irvin, and if you had the End Time Ministries going, and you heard, the government's going to give us this number that you need to get your job, and you need it for taxes, and you need it for identification, and they're going to put it eventually on your driver's license. What would you have said about that?
Well, I would have been saying, this is a forerunner, and you're watching right now the setting up of the system that eventually is going to become the mark of the beast. Of course, we're much further advanced now. You know, originally the Social Security number was only supposed to be used for Social Security, not for anything else. Then little by little, the creeping gradualism of government got us. And so today, you have to have your Social Security number to get a driver's license, and you have to get a driver's license soon in order to get on an airplane. As a matter of fact, the Real ID Act was passed on May the 11th of 2005. And it calls for 3 years from that date, so by May 11 of 2008, every person in America will have to have an ID card. It's a national ID card. Without that ID card, you will not get on a plane or a train or a bus. Since it's your driver's license, you will not drive your car. You also will have to have it to enter any federal building. You also will need it to hold your job or to open a bank account. Now, if you can't have a job and you can't have a bank account, how much buying and selling are you going to do? I'm not talking about something that may happen. This has already been signed into law on May the 11th of 2005, and it will be enforced come May the 11th, 2008, unless we can stop it.
How do you stop it? How do you stop something that's about ready to become law?
Well, we have launched the No National ID campaign. And all of your listeners can go to NoNationalID.com and take the No National ID Pledge. The No National ID Pledge simply says, I will not knowingly vote for any politician from this point onward that will not commit to the repeal of the Real ID Act. And we're already taking those votes right now. We have put out a brand new DVD. It'll be shipping within a few days. And it is entitled 666. how close, and we consider the question, is the national ID that we're all going to receive in 2 years, will it be the mark of the beast, or is it leading us into the mark of the beast so far that we should actually refuse it at this particular time? It's a huge question, because if you refuse it, it's going to totally wreck your life. I mean, if you can't hold a job, you can't open a bank account, you can't drive your car, you can't get on an airplane. That's what we are facing in America right now. Believe it or not, 2 years from right now, that's what we are facing.
Are you opposed to the national ID card, Irvin, because you believe it may be the sign of the beast, or for other issues?
Well, both. Because, number one, it is definitely preparing and setting up the mechanism for the mark of the beast. Will it be the mark of the beast come 2008? Probably not. Because you cannot have the mark of the beast until the beast is in power. When we say the beast, he's also referred to as the Antichrist. I think that term is a little more familiar. So the Antichrist will only be revealed 3.5 years before Armageddon. I don't know exactly where we are right now. If I were guessing, I would say we're somewhere between 8 and 6 years from Armageddon right now, in my opinion, from what I know about Bible prophecy. So will the mark of the beast be administered in 2008? No. Is this our last chance to stop the mechanism for the mark of the beast from being set up? In my opinion, if we do not stop it now in America, we're probably going to lose.
Paraphrase for me in the book of Revelation, where it talks about the mark of the beast and what people will not be able to do if they don't have it.
The Bible says in Revelation 13, verse 15 through 18, that the Antichrist will cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the number of the name or the name of the beast. So apparently it's going to be given in several forms, and it's probably going to be disguised. The last verse says, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of the name of a man. Now, George, in order to help people really get their teeth into this, the entire 13th chapter of Revelation is devoted to world government. The first 8 verses talk about a government that will rule the entire world, headed by the Antichrist. The next few verses, verse 11 through 15, talk about another beast who represents the false prophet. So this is going to be a combination of politics and religion, which happens to be the name of my program every day. This combination of politics and religion is going to actually enforce political conformity, one world government, or enforce religious conformity. Now, Mikhail Gorbachev said in his book Perestroika back in 1987 that there are 3 root causes for war: political conflicts, economic conflicts, or religious conflicts. So this entire chapter deals with these 3 things: political unity, religious unity, and then if you don't do what they say, they'll use economic censure in order to force compliance.